It's called First Fall. I horsed the largest rock, a slab of Colorado sandstone, up to the crease of my hip like a baker's pan, and duck walked it around the newly sunken and brimming garden pond, dropped it into place, lipping over the rim so the fountain's runnel would slide down its back and plummet, if plummet applies to a 6-inch drop, into the pool with a sound like wind chimes. I stepped the second stone up the berm to form a shelving terrace, a little bit of the Appalachian streams of boyhood transplanted to the buffalo grass prairie of middle age. The third stone sat at the brow of my molehill, hard to level. Spraddling the rise, I hunched from the waist forward to wedge flaked off slivers of rock under the downhill edge, just a little bit further under, and I fell. Somersaulted like a codger checking his bumhole for fleas, keel over smokestack, trivet over tea kettle, workers over bosses, stand back, folks, don't try this at home, the circus has come to town, landing briefly, coccyx first, on the second terrace, one instant there of purest self-dissolving vertigo, the order of the universe suspended, drifting toward the ether, but instead, I completed the natural arc, plummeting head first into the pond. I was awake then. I remembered what I had forgotten, falling down. Decades since my last skinned knee, half a century since looking back between my legs, this head, a third of my body weight, then toppled me. Falling was back now, I knew, for the duration. Silly man, I said, you who bombed down Black Diamond slopes. Yes, but the ice on the drive and the soap in the bath, they quietly slipped on their new gravity. I remembered one of those best Sundays of childhood, floating the Sequatchie, our canoes bucking through the walled gorges of white-capped rapids, the river broadening then, the water sheeting by pastures of briefly curious cows. At the steep, muddy bank of the takeout, a boy come from church in white shirt and polished black shoes stood looking down at us with envy, and my brother said, "Nah, it ain't slick." In an instant, he knew where the slippery slope lies. He was awake then. He who believed that man is born fallen, who believed in sin washed away by baptism, I want to tell him it takes more work than that. It takes learning over and over. I want to tell him the child shows the man how to stand. The man shows the child how to fall. I want to testify to the causes that follow the effects. We must rise that we may fall.